USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden delivers remarks this morning about building healthy communities and announcing new actions to advance environmental justice, according to their press release. Later this afternoon, Biden will leave the White House for Camp David. The abortion pill's fate is in the hands of the Supreme Court. The highest court in the land is expected to issue a ruling today.
The decision on the commonly used abortion pill should be ready before the end of the day, according to the High Court. It is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. Justice Samuel Alito issued the temporary stay on Wednesday, ensuring that mifepristone would remain widely available while the Supreme Court decides whether to grant a formal stay. The drug was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian state media is reporting a Russian warplane dropped ammunition onto the Russian city of Belgorod this morning. The incident left two women injured. The Russian Defense Ministry said that an Su-34 supersonic bomber was flying over the city when an emergency ejection of an air ordnance occurred. Belgorod is between Moscow and the Black Sea. The New York Post is reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower. Through his attorney, the whistleblower says they have evidence of a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. That investigation has stalled for years since evidence was first found on Hunter Biden's forfeited laptop. Attorney Mark Lytle on Fox News.
He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
As more and more women are complaining of trans women competing in their sports, lawmakers passed a bipartisan bill to ban transgender women from participating in women's sports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the effort is about standing up for basic fairness.
We kept our promise. Last year we pledged if we had the opportunity to be in the majority, we would bring this bill forward. We'd stand up for you, we'd stand up for Title IX. And that's exactly what we did.
The measure that passed along party lines would prohibit schools and other entities receiving federal funding from allowing biological males to compete in female athletics. While the bill passed the House Thursday, it will go nowhere in the Democratic-controlled Senate. And the White House has said President Biden would veto the measure. I'm Skip Kelly.
In a virtual Q&A session yesterday, Meta Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg told employees that he will not rule out future layoffs and said he doesn't expect the social media company to hire as quickly as it did before the layoffs. Zuckerberg told employees that about 4,000 employees, primarily in the company's tech divisions, were affected by the latest cuts. Whole Foods Market is planning to cut several hundred corporate jobs. The Amazon-owned grocer, which operates across 9 regions, now will have 6 regions, according to a memo. The company is adjusting structure of some corporate teams, resulting in staff cuts. Whole Foods did stress they are not closing any stores or facilities. A TGIF to you, my friend, and thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.